Welcome back to the Deep Dive. Okay, so today we're taking on quite a mission for you. We're doing a full deep dive, a really comprehensive look back at the whole chapter on large numbers. We want to make sure it all clicks, not just reciting things, but really understanding how our number system scales up, you know, from four digits to lakhs, crores, and how we keep it all organized.
Exactly. Our goal here is clarity, really. We're pulling together everything from five-digit numbers right up to lakhs and crores. We'll look at place value, how to order numbers, even dive into the different systems, Indian and international, and Roman numerals, too. It's all based on the material we've covered. We just want to reinforce those core ideas, make sure they stick.
Yeah, understanding the why behind it all. That's key. And it really starts with that basic pattern, doesn't it? How numbers grow. If we think back to the start of the chapter material, what's that one core rule about scaling up?
It's that transition point. That's the crucial thing. You take the biggest number in a group, like, say, 999, the biggest three-digit number, add just one, and boom, you're at 1,000, the smallest four-digit number. And that holds true all the way up. Like, $9,999 plus I1 gets you $10,000. It's just adding one to get to the smallest number of the next group. That's how we handle bigger and bigger numbers consistently.
Okay, right. And let's make that real straight away. Remember that traffic police example from the sources? They counted, what was it, 5,843 cars, 6,820 bikes, 2,720 buses, and 4,260 scooters. Just to figure out which passed the most or the least, you have to get place value and ordering first.
Mm-hmm. And that requires that first big step beyond four digits, getting comfortable with five-digit numbers.
Right, hitting 10,000.
Precisely. The biggest four-digit number is 9,999. Add one, you get 10,000. That introduces the 10,000 place, changes the scale. You keep going like that until you hit 99,999. Add one more, and you're at $1,000, 1 lakh. That's the smallest six-digit number. And really, the lakh mark, that's where the systems start to diverge a bit more, where things get interesting.
And when we're trying to picture these bigger numbers, sometimes writing them down isn't enough. The material brought up the abacus again, which, you know, isn't just some old relic.
Oh, not at all. It's a fantastic physical model for place value. Its whole structure reinforces the rules. Each rod is a place ones, tens, hundreds. And the key thing, each rod only holds up to 9 beads. You want 10, can't put 10 beads on the ones rod. Nope. One bead moves to the tens rod, 0 on the ones. That's the rule.
That limit, that structure is so important. So if you have, say, 26,347, you need 5 rods, but jump to 1 lakh, 100,000. Well, that's 6 digits. So the abacus physically needs a 6 spike. It shows you the scale increase.
Exactly.
Okay, let's really nail down the difference between face value and place value, because this is like super fundamental and it trips a lot of people up early on.
Yeah, it's absolutely essential to get this clear. Face value is the easy one. It's just what the digit is, its identity.
Yeah.
You see a 7 and, I don't know, 175,089. The face value is just 7, always 7, simple.
But place value, that changes depending on where it sits.
Right. It's the face value times the value of its position.
Yeah.
And that's where the core rule kicks, and each place is worth 10 times more as you move left. So that 7 in 175,089, it's in the 10,000s place. So its place value is 7 times 10,000, which is 70,000.
Okay. But what about 0? The material says the place value 0 is always 0, which makes sense. 0 times anything is 0.
Sure.
But in a number like 40,000, those zeros are doing really important work, right? They're holding the tens, hundreds, thousands places, making sure the four really means 40,000.
Yeah.
How do we explain that?
That's a really good point. It's about its contribution versus its function. Its contribution to the final sum is 0. Yes, 0 times 100 is still 0. But its function as a placeholder, absolutely critical. Without those zeros and 40,000, you'd just have 4. So yeah, calculated place value is 0, but structurally, it's huge. It keeps all the other digits in their proper higher value spots.
Ah, okay. That makes a lot more sense. Placeholder. I like that.
Yeah.
Now, to actually read these big numbers without tying our tongues in knots, we group the places into periods.
Exactly. Makes it manageable. The chapter focused on grouping up to 6 digits. So the first 3 places on the right, that's the ones period. The next 2 places to the left, that's the thousands period. And the 6th place, that gets its own period, the lakhs period. And the rule for reading is, you read all the digits in one period together, then say the period's name. Except for ones, we don't usually say that bit.
Right. Like 45,328. You read the 45 together, say 1,000, then read the 328, 45,328. That grouping makes it clear. And it also really helps understand the expanded form of a number.
Yes. Expanded form is basically showing the maths behind the number, proving it's the sum of its parts. The sources gave us 3 ways to write out, say, 34,528.
First was using words. 3 10,000s plus 4,000s plus 500s plus 2 10s plus 8 1s. Just naming the places.
Mm-hmm. The second use multiplication, which really highlights that 10x scaling, 3a10,000 plus 4a1,000 plus 5spm plus 8a1, it's like the mathematical proof.
And the third way, probably most common, just adds the place values together. 30,000 plus 4,000 plus 500 plus 20 plus 8. What I like about that one is you instantly see which digits are adding the most value, which is perfect for the next step, comparing and ordering numbers.
Exactly. Once you see the parts, you see the total worth, which leads us right into ordering and comparing.
Okay, two main rules here. Rule one, super simple. More digits means a bigger number, always. Five digits beats four digits every single time. Like 19,266 hexes is just bigger than 4,909 hexes. Done. No need to look closer.
Right. But rule two is for when they have the same number of digits. Then you have to compare, starting from the very leftmost digit. You move right until you find a difference. So comparing 38,527 and 36,782. Both have five digits. 10,000s place. Both have three. Okay, move right. Thousands place. Aha. One has eight. The other has six. Since eight is greater than six, we stop. 38,527 is the bigger number. Simple as that.
Okay, let's apply that back to our traffic numbers. Cars, 5,843. Bikes, 6,820, buses, 2,720, scooters, 4,260. They all have four digits. So rule two, compare the thousands place. Six is the biggest bikes, then five cars, then four scooters, then two buses. So the order is bikes, cars, scooters, buses.
Perfect. And once you can compare, you can arrange them. Ascending order, smallest to biggest, increasing.
Yeah.
Descending order, biggest to smallest, decreasing. And this ability to compare is also key for estimating, which brings us back to rounding.
Exactly. Rounding is just estimating smartly based on place value. Like that example, 72,384 vehicles. If you need a quick number, round it to the nearest 100. You look at the tens digit, it's 8. Since 8 is 5 or more, you round the hundreds digit up. So 72,384 becomes 72,400. It's how we handle big, messy numbers in the real world, make them useful quickly.
Mm-hmm. And now, we take the leap. Largest six-digit number. Numbers beyond 1 lakh and those different global systems. This is important.
The numbers just keep getting bigger. Largest six-digit number, 999,999. Add one.
And you get a 1,000, which is 10 lakhs.
Keep going. Largest seven-digit number, add one.
That gets you to $10 million. 1 crore. Smallest eight-digit number. And this is where those two systems, Indian and international, really show their differences. Learners need to be super clear on this.
Right. The Indian place value chart uses periods we've mentioned. Ones, thousands, lakhs, and then crores.
But the international system sticks to a different pattern. Ones, thousands, and then millions.
It's not just the names, though, is it? It's how they group the digits with commas.
That's the critical visual difference. The Indian system groups the first three digits on the right, ones, but then it groups in twos. Two for thousands, two for lakhs, two for crores. So a big number might look like 1,023,045,678. See those pairs?
Yeah. Whereas the international system is strictly groups of three. Ones, thousands, millions, billions, etc. So that exact same number would be written 12,345,678. The commas land in different spots. Tells you immediately if you're thinking in lakhs or millions.
Absolutely. And that means you really need to know the conversions. Keep these handy. 100,000 is 1 lakh, 1 million is 10 lakhs, and going bigger, 1 crore is the same as 10 million. Knowing these lets you read, you know, global reports or Indian census data and understand both.
Okay, so we've conquered the world of base 10, pretty much. Now for something completely different, Roman numerals. A quick step back in time.
Yeah, shifting gears completely. We go from our place value system based on 10 to this older system. It's additive, sometimes subtractive, and uses just seven English letters. I is 1, V is 5, X is 10, L is 50, C is 100, D is 500, and M is 1,000.
And there are rules. You can't just stick them anywhere. Rule one is repetition, right?
Yeah.
This means adding.
Mm-hmm. I, X, C, and M, those can be repeated up to three times. X, X, X is 30, X is 3. But, and this is important, V, L, and D never repeated. You don't write VV for 10.
Okay. Then rule two, subtraction. This is the tricky one.
It is. If you put a smaller value letter immediately left of a bigger one, you subtract. But only specific pairs work. You can't just do anything. The rules are strict. I can only go before V and X. So IV is 4, IX is 9. That's it for I. X can only go before L and C. XL is 40, XC is 90. And C can only go before D and M. CD is 400, CM is 900. Those are the only subtraction pairs allowed.
It feels quite limited, doesn't it? Those rules make it neat for writing dates on buildings, maybe. But actually, calculating with Roman numerals must have been a nightmare. You'd probably convert it back to regular numbers first.
Pretty much, yeah. It's great for notation, not so much for like doing long division. Which brings us to rule three, basically just adding things up. If you have something like LXXX7, you just add the values, keeping the subtraction rule in mind if it applies. So L50 plus X10 plus X10 plus X10 plus V5 plus I1 plus I1, that totals 87.
Got it. Okay, so let's wrap this recap. We've covered a lot of ground. We went from 10,000s up to crores, nailed down place value versus face value, used periods to read big numbers, compared and ordered them using those rules. We saw how that worked with a traffic example. We tackled the Indian versus international system, the commas, and decoded Roman numerals. Phew.
It's quite a journey. And looking at the bigger picture, it's amazing how that simple idea of 10x scaling underpins so much, even when the systems look different superficially. Whether it's lakhs or millions, that factor of 10 is the engine. The chapter took us right up to 10 crores.
Which leads perfectly into a final thought for you, the listener, to chew on. We saw how adding 1 to 9,999,999 gets us to 1 crore, extending the place value chart. So here's the challenge. If you had to keep going, extend that chart even further. How would you structure the periods if you needed to count in, say, trillions? Think about the 10x rule. Think about where the commas or groups would go. It uses the exact same logic you just mastered for lakhs and crores. It just keeps scaling. Something to ponder.
Indeed. And that was our deep dive into the world of large numbers.